www.thebestofbrownsville.com.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. I'm Al Cortland. Appreciate you joining me. One last time, I want to welcome in all of our new listeners at radio station KUIK down in Portland, Oregon. I hate to say this because Don McCown, who owns the stations, I guess he's got three or four stations down there, is not exactly the most rabid Husky fan in the world, but I am. I know Don is a very avid Oregon State Beaver fan. All I can say is, good luck in the upcoming year, Big Don. Okay, starting out the second hour of the show, got Louis James with me. Louis is an old friend. He's involved with Casey Research. We're going to discuss what I consider to be a very, very prominent topic right now, and that is intelligent investing and why we believe resource companies fall into that category. Louis, how you doing, buddy?
Just fine. Thanks for having me on, Al.
Okay, million-dollar question. Why do you guys like resource companies right now?
Because everybody else doesn't.
And that's it in a nutshell. We can stop talking right now. I got to tell you, on a serious note, it makes no sense to me that the fundamentals are so strong right now for the resource sector.
Well, a couple things, Al. It's important to remember the old adage that the market can remain irrational longer than we can remain solvent.
There you go.
Okay, but it's really important because you can be right. And if you don't have the timing right, you're still wrong. You can be right about your analysis and the value you see and so on, but end up losing your shirt. In the context that we're talking about, it's very important that people understand that these kind of investments need to be the kind that we can make and not worry about when we're right. Don't bet money that you need next month for the rent or that you need next year for college tuition. Or anything like that has a fixed time where you have to have your profits, you have to have your money back, because then you can be forced to sell right at a loss. Investing, if done right, and particularly resource speculation, it's really like a ball game where there are no called strikes. You can wait for the perfect pitch, and you should. You can stand there at the plate and let the balls fly by if they're high or low or not the right one or corkscrew crazy. Just let them go by and wait for the perfect pitch and then slam that thing in for a home run. And to do that, you have to be a contrarian. To really get those home runs, the other thing to remember is the old formula, buy low, sell high. Sounds very easy, but it's very difficult because how do you buy low? You don't buy what everybody else is buying and congratulating each other on what geniuses they are. That pushes prices up. You have to buy what other people don't want to buy. And that gets us back to the very beginning of what we said. Well, yeah, we like resources because other people don't. That gives us a chance to buy quality companies with cash in the bank and projects of merit that have very bright futures at stupid prices, frankly.
You know, Louis, I got to tell you, when you talk about stupid prices, I mean, there are a myriad of companies out there that are trading for less than the cash they have, the cash value, their cash value. I find that to be really, really interesting, and that is just adding credence to your comment about the irrationality of investors right now. Now, I will say this. You know, I obviously look at my portfolio every single day, and my portfolio is about 50% involved in the resource sector. That's a combination of a certain amount of the commodities and resource stocks. And I have to say that I'm only seeing one particular price in the red right now in terms of all of the stocks that Kathy and I own in the resource sector. And that makes me kind of wonder. I mean, are we talking about a turn here, or are we talking about what? What exactly do you think?
Well, it's a bit of a fool's game to try to time the tops and bottoms and the fluctuations in the market. There has been enough gold is looking up, and that's taking the precious metals with it in general. And I suppose that when you look at resources in your portfolio, have a lot of precious metals exposure there. But there's a lot going on in the world, and there are a lot of reasons to be bearish on commodities in general right now. And even the metals in general, at least as commodities in the short term, there's a lot of economic turmoil out there I'm not buying copper plays right now, even really good ones.
Mm-hmm.
So I am making a list because this gets back to actually to what we were talking about being a contrarian. It's because the world is not going to stop needing copper. Long term, the demand side for all of the industrial metals and minerals is absolutely solid. These things are, you know, sometimes you can substitute one metal for another, but these things are not things we can do without. The world cannot do without copper.
No.
Cannot do without iron or coal or any number of these things. It has to have them. They are necessary. The population of the world is getting larger, not smaller. The overall demand trends going forward are that these are commodities that have to be produced.
Sure.
This leads to Rick Rule's old adage of the cure for low prices is low prices. If it really gets disgruntled enough or disbelieving enough that the prices sell off to where they are at or below the cost of production, there will be less production.
Sure.
And that will, between the demand we've just discussed and that reduction of supply, that will fix the problem. So getting back to something I said earlier, if you can place your bets and wait till you're right, the long-term trends here are very much your friend. These are very, very solid trends. The world cannot do without these metals and minerals.
There is the argument, well, but the world can do without precious metals because gold, for example, the only value in gold really is in its perceived value as a medium of exchange, as a store of value, et cetera, but I would maintain that that's never going to change. I mean, look what the Chinese are doing right now. I understand the Chinese banks right now are buying the daylights out of gold.
I've heard that too. Of course, numbers from China are very hard to verify. It's very
mm-hmm.
over there. Even when you get numbers, there's political motivations behind them. You know, people's jobs and maybe even heads can be on the line depending on what numbers are wanted from Beijing. So I take that all with a grain of salt. But surely China is a bullish factor in general. I think the latest statistics are something like become the number one gold producer in the world. The consumption is twice what they produce.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's bullish. But let's back up a little bit to what you said. I disagree that the only value gold has is its perception of value. It's not just perception. This isn't a con game
mm-hmm.
where all we have is this belief. The fact is that because gold is uniquely suitable for use as a financial asset, that's just as solid as aluminum's used for aircraft. I mean, that's the reason why we make aircraft out of aluminum and titanium alloys. They're uniquely suited to that application. Gold, because of its durability, divisibility, consistency, and convenience and inherent value, is uniquely suited to be used as money. And
can't disagree. No, I mean, I can't disagree at all. What I was alluding to there was,
making the point that this is not airy-fairy.
No, I don't understand.
Years of history.
Mm-hmm. No, I understand completely. And I think your point is very well taken along those lines. I really do. Let me ask you this just to kind of wrap up this particular segment. We've got about 45 minutes left here, and that is, what do you think the odds are of a reserve world currency other than the U.S. dollar based on gold? What do you think the odds of that are? I personally am fairly optimistic about that.
Long term, I think we will see that. Within our lifetimes, we will see that. Maybe within even 5-10 years, we will see that. Short term, there has to be capitulation and acknowledgement of the folly of paper money before that happens. And we haven't seen that yet.
No, but I have to tell you, I think we're going in that direction. I really do. And I have a lot of respect for the Asian mentality, and I have a lot of respect for the Chinese folks. And I have to tell you, based on about, 25 years of being the token Caucasian on the board of directors of a bank, where everybody else was Chinese, I really learned how those folks think. I learned about their concept of time frame, et cetera, and I developed a huge amount of respect for what they're doing, and I think that what they're doing right now in the precious metals sector is indicative of the importance that specifically gold and, to a lesser extent, silver are going to play in the world economy. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. Big Al's going to be right back with Louis James.
summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and super male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy.
For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Got Louis James with me still. We are chatting about some companies that we have an interest in. Okay, really important that you remember one thing. This is not investment advice, not by a long shot. I'm not a registered investment advisor, and neither is Louis. We're just giving you some examples of companies that you can do your own research on. If you think it looks interesting, then you can take whatever you feel is appropriate action. We're going to start out with a company that both Louis and I know a lot of our listeners on our blog have a a lot of interest in, and that is Rye Patch Gold. I know Bill Howe pretty well. I haven't visited the property, but I've spent an awful lot of time with Bill. Karen Davies is a good friend of Kathy's and mine. She does corporate communications for this particular company. I am also, in the interest of full disclosure, an investor in Rye Patch. I bought the stock out of the open market quite some time ago. Down a little bit. I think Rye Patch is trading right now down around 50 cents a share or thereabouts. I think my price was around 62 cents a share. But I have to tell you, I got nothing but time for Bill, nothing but time for his associates, and I think this is a very interesting situation. Your comments, Louis?
I agree, and I've been to the properties, not just property, but properties. They have more than the sort of main bone of contention right now. Several million ounces of gold and a number of deposits, a long trend there in northern Nevada. So regardless of the main speculation right now, it's a company of interest. And people that are well vouched for, I've spent time in the field. They seem like good, serious people. So all pluses. The main thing, of course, though, is the lawsuit and counter-lawsuits and over the Rochester mine.
Right.
Much of which Rye Patch staked right out of under Coeur d'Alene Mines, which failed to file its mandatory annual filings and pay its fees. So there are a few things in our industry that are sure things, and I hesitate to use those two words together even on this. But this is a very, very solid speculation because there is no question that Rye Patch staked these claims. There's no question that Coeur d'Alene let them lapse. No question that this includes 20% of the mine that Coeur d'Alene is operating there.
Right.
Unless something really out of left field comes out of the legal system, which seems very, very unlikely, something is going to have to give here, and it's got to provide value to Rye Patch. You know, they did grab these claims legitimately, you know, months after they lapsed, and somehow they need to be compensated. Either Rye Patch gets bought out by Coeur d'Alene, or Coeur d'Alene pays them, or something. Coeur d'Alene is acting like they don't have a problem, but they do. And if the courts were to set aside Rye Patch's claims, they would be setting aside 100 years of precedent and upsetting all sorts of property rights that people have out west and around the country for mining claims. So it would not be an easy thing for the courts to set this aside.
No, I would agree. Okay, moving on to another company that is very, very popular right now. Laura Stein introduced me to this company quite some time ago. I don't happen to be an investor in it yet. I suspect in the future I will be. But it's a company called Pretium. Talk about that.
We like Pretium a lot. First and foremost, it's run by Bob Quartermain of Standard fame. We made a lot of money on Silver Standard. A lot of our subscribers were shareholders, and they made a lot of money. So we have a lot of time for Bob, quality person to begin with. And he picked up a gold asset from Silver Standard that was an outlier in their portfolio, applied some good interpretive geology, and has just delivered a discovery for the record books, where most companies are happy to report a few grams per ton of gold that's high grade, and they're ecstatic if they can report an ounce of gold per ton that's bonanza grade. Bob's company is reporting kilos of gold per ton, not just one or two, but like 50 kilos.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you dilute that out to mining widths, it's still just off the charts gold intercepts. And this isn't just one hit here or there. This is consistent mineralization that's already defined a very large 43-101 compliant resource.
Yeah, no, it's a very interesting situation. Quartermain really knows what he's doing. I don't know him real well, but I've met and chatted with him a number of times. That's one individual that I got a lot of time for. You know, a couple of other individuals that I have a lot of time for are the folks who are behind Corvus Gold and International Tower Hill Mines. I visited those properties, well, the Alaskan properties, I guess I should say, a year ago. It was a year ago this month, actually. Was very, very impressed with the management team, et cetera. They are International Tower Hill Mines and Corvus are sister companies in the sense that Corvus was spun out of ITH. Because Corvus, in fact, is they picked up the exploration assets of the company. Jeff Pontius and the crew have done really some very, very interesting things with those properties. In addition to having a I guess I'd call it a very close to production stage property in the Terra property up in Alaska. They also have a what appears to be a very, very interesting property down in, it's about an hour and a half north of Las Vegas. I also visited that property back in February. Huge, huge property, and they're getting some great results out of there. What are your thoughts about, first of all, Corvus Gold, and then secondly, International Tower Hill Mines?
I, again, agree with pretty much everything you said. I've also been to the properties north and south, as you mentioned. I would say about Corvus's North Bullfrog project down by Las Vegas, it was famously low grade, and this was a bit of a sleeper. When they picked this up and they started drilling on it, the market paid no attention whatsoever because it wasn't sort of world-class drill results. It wasn't meters. It was tens of meters, and it wasn't grams per ton. It was fractions of a gram per ton. But they were missing it. It was all very shallow, near-surface intercepts, and it was all oxide gold, which is usually the cheapest kind of process. You just throw it on a leach pad and trickle out the bottom. So it wasn't really until the company produced preliminary economic numbers that the market really noticed. And by the way, they produced a resource estimate, you know, greatly increasing the size, about tenfold of the deposit, and the market still didn't care. It was low grade. But then they ran the numbers on it, and the thing just, you know, it's waiting to be a cash cow. It's quick and easy, low capex, high margins for very easy to mine ore, basically.
Yeah.
And so I like it a lot. And
no, I do too. Yeah, no, it's a great location. It basically is right on a major highway. They have no environmental problems that I'm aware of. It's a good deal. I bought that stock a year ago this month, paid, I think, 54 cents for it. It's trading up around 87 to 90 cents right now, and I'm very comfortable with that. 1 minute left, International Tower Hill Mines. That's down significantly. I bought it for $5.40. It's trading right now just a little over $3. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, very quickly, I'd say there was a management kerfuffle and were made. You know, the market was very unhappy when they started talking about placer mining the gold near surface. But this is all really a sideshow. The bottom line is that's a quality asset, and it's a place where the state government wants to see it mined. Is encouraging it, and it's a world-class deposit. It's large, it's economic, it's a mine in the making.
No, I would agree 100%. I like ITH a lot. It looks like it would appear, and this is a forward-looking statement, and you got to take it as such, but it would appear they've got like 20 million ounces of pretty, pretty strong mineralization up there in the area of gold. Louis, thank you so much, my friend. We'll talk to you soon.
Welcome. Until next time.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. This is the second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report, the hour that we talk about companies that we are very, very interested in. A company that I invested in, I guess it's been over a year now, and a company that's also a sponsor on our website is New Zealand Energy, symbol is NZ. I bought New Zealand Energy when it was trading around $1.04. Needless to say, it's up significantly right now. Why did I buy the stock? Well, I bought the stock because the people involved in it, John Proust, Roland Bailey, and the rest of the folks are absolutely the hardest working people that I know. They've done everything that they told me they were going to do, and it's just getting better and better and better. Now, on August 20th, just a couple of days ago, they announced that they had spudded one of their wells and that they also had hired an operations manager. Rylin is here with us to tell us about that because, you know, events like this just keep on coming with this great company. Rylin, what's going on?
Well, it's pretty exciting, Al, because we started our second exploration campaign. So people who have followed the company for a while will know that we've had 3 consecutive oil discoveries in our Copper Mokey area. 3 of those are in production. But now we've started to look for new discoveries. So we're planning to do probably up to 8 wells between now and the end of the year, and we just spud the first one. So that means we'll be drilling consistently now and getting lots of exploration news out, which is what people like to see. And ramping up the team, like you mentioned, you know, as exploration picks up and because of the acquisition that we announced in May where we're taking over new permits and an production station, there's a lot of stuff going on. So we certainly need to add to our team to make sure that we can keep up with ourselves and keep meeting our objectives. So,
you know, go ahead.
No, I'm excited.
One of the things that I find to be very, very interesting about this company is you guys have been public for, gosh, it hasn't even been a year, I don't think, has it? Maybe
just over a year, yeah.
Well, but just
August
slightly.
August 4th, 2011, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so just slightly over a year. August 4th is pretty close to, you know, the date that this program is airing. But, you did everything that you said you were going to do, and that's very admirable. Now, you know, when you
tried. I mean, sometimes not everything's in your control, and sometimes things take a few weeks longer than you hope they would. But that's the realities of business, and especially, you know, when we're trying to do so many different things, you know, you do your best and keep moving ahead and keep growing the company. That's the focus.
Well, that's truly focused. There's no question about that. Now, you mentioned that basically you're going to continue growing, you know, into the at least foreseeable future. What do you have planned, Rhylin, for the rest of 2012 again?
Our focus for 2012 is to keep drilling in the Taranaki Basin. So like I said, we've made those four discoveries on our Copper Moki pad. That was the first pad that we've developed. Now we're starting to branch out. So the analogy I use when talking to investors sometimes, if you have one, you know, glass of water, you could put one straw into the water, you could put 12 straws into the water, it's still one glass. Our objective now is to branch out and find more glasses. So now we're trying to find new discoveries. So those are called exploration wells. So we're planning to drill six exploration wells between now and the end of the year. And then if we make a discovery, we'll go and stick more straws into that, and that will be the development wells. So of the eight wells that we're planning, we expect that about two of those will be development wells. So we're going to establish multiple locations. The first one's called Waitapu, and that's where we've spot our first well. Mm-hmm. And then we're permitting other locations as well to keep branching out across the permits and make new discoveries.
You know, I find it interesting that you guys basically are focusing on New Zealand, and you know, and there are all the reasons in the world to do that, not the least of which, you know, it's got everything to do with the amount of support that you're getting from the people and from the government down there. It's an interesting part of the world. It is very, very friendly from almost every standpoint for exploration and production stage energy companies. Now, are you going to continue to focus, in spite of the name of the company, are you going to continue to focus well into the future on New Zealand, or any thoughts about going someplace else in addition to where you are now?
You know, certainly New Zealand's our focus for the foreseeable future. I mean, it's an incredibly prospective environment. People don't know about it. It's actually been producing oil and gas since the early 1900s.
Mm-hmm.
And it's surprising that it still is so under-recognized in the oil and gas industry. So it was a real opportunity for us to get in there, pick up a lot of land. We've got 2 million acres of land, and we've got enough targets to keep us drilling for years. So we're focused right now on the Taranaki Basin, which is the West Coast, which is the conventional area. So the wells that we'll be drilling between now and year end are all just conventional vertical wells. And then next year we'll start to focus on the unconventional opportunities that we see on the East Coast, where there's two very large oil shale packages. But it's an exciting opportunity. How often do you get to enter a first world country with a very favorable tax and royalty regime, a supportive government, English speaking, Commonwealth law, with such an incredible exploration opportunity? It's you know, you don't get those very often.
It doesn't happen every day. Now, you've got a new operations manager, James Watcham. Tell us a little bit about him.
Well, James is actually just one of three people that we've announced over the last month. So we've brought three new people to the team. James, like you said, is the operations manager. He's been, you know, 15 years in the oil and gas industry and is familiar with all aspects of drilling and completions and production. So he'll be working to help design and execute our exploration production strategy. We also brought in a general manager of midstream operations, Mike Oakes. And so he'll be focusing on managing that production station that we are hoping to take over between now and the end of the year as we move through the closing of the acquisition. And then we've also announced that Chris Bush will be joining us as our New Zealand country manager. He hasn't started yet. He'll be coming in a couple of months. But he'll be overseeing. He'll be the New Zealand guy, right? Our business is run from Vancouver, but all the operations is run from New Zealand, and there's just so much going on that we recognize we need one major person to oversee everything in country. And he's worked there again for most of his career and has all the connections and the experience that you need to be successful in an international company.
Tell us a little bit about the financial situation of the company right now. Now, I spoke with your president on the air here just very recently, probably 3 weeks ago, and we talked a little bit about the new management team. We did not talk about James at that time, though, and I do appreciate doing that. But I was under the impression from what he was saying, in terms of going to the market for more capital, that's just kind of not on the cards, is it?
Well, certainly that's our hope. We did a big capital raise in March. raised more than $50 million in March at $3 per share, and that left us in a really good position financially. We were able to fund all of our exploration for the rest of this year. We were able to do that acquisition where we took over the production station and the petroleum licenses, so it certainly gave us lots of flexibility. Our objective now is to, through our exploration efforts between now and the end of the year, we want to increase our production to 3,000 barrels of oil equivalent per day, mm-hmm. of which we expect that about 75% would be oil. In New Zealand, we sell our oil at a premium to Brent. So, you know, in the first quarter this year, we had a more than a $90 netback. Second quarter is going to be around probably the $75 range. So we're getting a good value for the oil. And if we achieve that 3,000 BOE per day objective, we should be able to fund all of next year's exploration out of cash flow. So certainly, we would like to not have to go back to the market. We're looking at putting a debt facility in, which will give us additional flexibility. So we recognize that shareholders would like us to minimize dilution and fund ourselves out of cash flow as much as we can, and we're working toward that objective.
Well, I have to tell you, as a shareholder, you're talking to a guy who would really like to see dilution kept to a bare minimum. And I would imagine that you probably own a couple of shares in this company too, and you probably really feel the same way. You know, I have to tell you, I am very, very optimistic right now about energy issues, and I'm particularly optimistic. And you know, I wrote a check, put my money where my mouth was, for New Zealand Energy, a very, very well-run company. Now, ladies and gentlemen, don't construe this, please, as being investment advice. I'm not an investment advisor. Relin's not an investment advisor. And we are certainly not arm's length. I mean, both of us have a position in the company. Relin is employed by the company. The company is a sponsor of this website. What does that mean? That means you can get all the information you want regarding New Zealand Energy simply by clicking on their banner. But keep something else in mind. I've known Relin for quite some time now. She doesn't just jump into any type of company in the resource sector, and I highly respect that. I feel the same way. Listeners, I'm sure, are very aware of that. Reputation in the small world that we work in is very, very important to both of us. So if you want more information on what we think is a very good company, New Zealand Energy, simply click on their banner, and you can get all of the information that you want. Relin, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day with all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, welcome back here to wrap up the weekend edition of Cornell Economics Report. Got my buddy Pete Greenwich with me right now. Peter has been commenting on the market since, probably the early 1980s, and he's been very, very accurate in the majority of his comments. Peter came out earlier this week with some thoughts on gold, the U.S. dollar, the U.S. stock market, etc., and I thought it would be very appropriate to kind of close this weekend's show with that. Pete, let's talk first about gold. Now, on Wednesday and Thursday, and to an extent Friday, it looked like gold might be breaking out. Let's start off with your views on that.
Well, it has. Since last September, when gold briefly was above 1900, it has been what I have coined an intermediate correction in the mother of all global markets. And in most recent months, it has been building a base with slightly higher lows. First down in the 1530s with the lows, and 1560, and then 1600, all the time with the same key resistance area around 1650. And as you said, we've broken above that. And because it was such a long, drawn-out foundation, it has given cause to people to believe that it has legs in it. And I suspect sometime in the fourth quarter or no later than the first quarter, we can challenge those highs from last year.
You know, and again, you know, I go round and round about this with our listeners, and some of them who are very, very bright people give all the technical reasons for what they feel is going on, and I can't disagree with them, but I'm also not a technician, but I have to say, from a fundamental standpoint, man, you've got to be 100% right. You know, you made some comments on the U.S. dollar. You're talking about the bullish camp was overrun with almost 100% bulls, when in effect, what you feel happened was nothing more than a dead cat bounce in terms of the U.S. dollar. You still feel that way?
Yeah, I have not changed an opinion on the U.S. dollar in several years now, ever since the dollar index was near 120. I consider it terminally ill. I've stated repeatedly what we've seen in Europe is coming to the shores of America, and that all the dollar did after hitting a low around 70, bounced to the low 80s, was nothing to speak of. However, in recent months, we saw the bullish consensus among people taking positions in currencies, some extent was almost 100% bulls and dollars, and certainly in the mid to high 90s. And whenever that happens in any position, the bad news in that is just about all the buyers who were buyers are already in. And so I have talked about a surprise coming that the euro, despite all of Europe, you know, constantly being in the news, that the euro could reverse itself, get above 125, and that would help spring the gold market higher, and that we saw this week. And now, I'm not here to say that the euro is back to, you know, being king and going to have a tremendous rally, but what I think it says is that if you think about it, despite all the turmoil, despite everybody picking a half dozen or more countries in Europe that were going to implode, the U.S. dollar was not able to really gain any substantial ground on that. And that, to me, suggests people, particularly outside North America, realize that when it, if and when America's turn to come in the spotlight with its debt problem, it could be as severe or worse than Europe. And I think that's why we've seen this bounce in the euro and a turn down in the U.S. dollar.
Spent a fair amount of time last evening going over what's going on in Europe right now, and Angela Merkel's got a real interesting situation on her hands in the sense that there is a very strong faction in Germany right now that are saying enough is enough, you know. We don't want to give any more money to Greece. They haven't lived up to their promises for austerity, etc. And, you know, I don't think we're even coming close to seeing the final act as to what's going on in Europe. You got any comments about that?
Well, I operated in my own personal beliefs for several months now that Greece will be out of the euro.
Yeah.
And I believe it will be no later than the second quarter of next year. And I think the market is kind of starting to price that in. And actually, I have stated in my own advisory, you know, my blog to people that want to listen, is that while there may be a momentarily negative reaction, I think soon after that, people will start to view it as a positive, that one of the sick puppies in the kennel are gone.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it is by far the worst situation among everything else, and being out of it could, you know, help save the remaining part or lessen the stress in the system. So I think that's coming. I think people are already looking for it. And I agree 100%. I agree with the Germans that Greece has not demonstrated a willingness to do what's necessary in order to keep being funded, and they're going to have to go out on their own.
Well, they're going to have to print their own money because with the problems that they have, I mean, Greece is a great example of, in my opinion, the failure of a welfare-type society, an entitlement society, and they're going to end up having to print their own money in order to support the entitlement programs that they have over there. And, you know, I guess the only thing that I can say that I have certainly learned, and I would hope everyone has learned from all of this, is entitlements simply don't work. The one place where I would take a bit of an issue with you is I don't think it's going to take until the second quarter of 2013. They're going to start having, I mean, we've got some serious deadlines coming as early as October of this year, and I think it could happen sooner rather than later. But, you know, it doesn't matter. It's going to happen, whether it happens the fourth quarter of this year or the first or second quarter of next year. It doesn't really matter. Pete, what are your feelings about the U.S. stock market? And by that, I mean the conventional markets.
Well, I actually have refrained from pressures from readers, actually, who kept saying now for well over a year, how come you're not short in the U.S. stock market? Why do you keep saying it could even eke out a new all-time high? And as we sit here, you know, it's within range of that. It's not because I'm bullish and think the United States is a great place to have equity ownership, but we've had a lot of reasons for it to go down, and it hasn't. And in a world that I believe is run mostly by what I've always coined the don't worry, be happy crowd,
mm-hmm.
basically lives between stocks, bonds, and cash. One of the things I think that's happening is money's finally starting to eke out a little out of the bond market. And as Wall Street works, they'll find reasons to place that in the stock market. And I think that's been the number one supporting mechanism for the stock market. I will say this, and I think it will impact all the markets, and it may refrain or cause something like Greece getting out of the European Union, and that is a military conflict in the Middle East. I don't root for it. I don't want to wake up and say, see, I told you so, but I'm convinced in my heart of hearts that we're within maybe as short as days and no more than several weeks before there's a confrontation between Israel and Iran and what that will lead to. And so if and when that happens, some of the things we just spoke about, including, you know, Greece coming out of the euro and all, could pause because of, you know, the geopolitical effect of the current situation that military conflict would cause.
You know, the potential conflict, as you call it, between Iran and Israel, I think is almost a sure thing if you want to know the truth. I really do. And the million-dollar question here in my mind is if you look on the surface at that particular situation, you can say, you know, with all the rhetoric that's coming out of Iran, Israel is perfectly justified in taking the stance that they're taking. But what you really have to ask yourself, or what I really have to ask myself, Pete, is this. Is there more to it? Is there more to it? Is perhaps the U.S. somehow involved in this? Is this some kind of sinister plot that really has some very, very significant ulterior motives? You got any comments on that?
I don't know what they are. I think this is deep-rooted. I do believe that Iran does not have wide support in the Arab community. I really believe places like Saudi Arabia and all feel that they can sooner live with Israel as a state than they can with Iran.
Mm-hmm.
But because of the people that live within their borders, they can't publicly state that. But I also think at the same time is there's been a question, a serious question, whether this current administration in the U.S. is really supportive of Israel. When you think about it, the president visited just about every country around that area but Israel, yet he claims, you know, he's supportive of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Many have called in recent weeks for him to visit there now, and he hasn't yet. Romney has. So there's some political overtones. That's some of the reasons why people think Israel will do it sooner than later, because they don't want to do it that close to our election.
Right.
But at the end of the day, I think Israel's going to think about Israel and only Israel and do what it thinks is best. And, you know, when you got a neighbor that everybody says is well advanced with a bomb and all it does is talking about annihilating you,
mm-hmm.
imagine, if you will, if you were Canadians and that's all Americans were talking about, or vice versa. I don't think we would be very comfortable, and that's why I think Israel's going to do what it feels it needs and has to.
Well, I would agree 100%. I mean, the Middle East has been a powder keg waiting to explode for quite some time now. We've been dealing with the situation in the Middle East on this program for quite some time now, and, you know, there are some very, very strong emotions on both sides. What we do on this program is we just try to give a balanced picture. We look at both sides of the issue and go from there and let people make up their own minds. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to say one thing. You need to check out Peter's website. I value his opinion. Take a look at what he has to say and see if you don't agree. Hey, hope you guys enjoyed the show this week. It's been a lot of fun putting it together.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.